Hi, actually, my name is Wilbert Turner, and I'm actually wearing two hats, actually, and I want to thank the NFB and Dick for having me be a part of this program. I think it's a wonderful thing that the NFB is making effort to make sure that visually impaired folk have opportunities to become employed. So I want to applaud the NFB for this effort. My two hats are, I'm here actually as part of the job fair tomorrow for the Cleveland Sight Center, who are looking for employees, of course. Unfortunately, our requirement is going to be that you work somewhere in Ohio, but not necessarily Cleveland. But we can talk about that more in detail. The other thing that I am here for is to talk about my past life. I'm an actual retired government employee, and I was an LAC, which is a local accessibility coordinator, for maybe 20-plus years. And what we did was, or what I facilitated a lot, was Schedule A hiring. And I was listening to the young lady from Wells Fargo talk about 503. 503 is a great law that has been passed that makes it easier for us to work and get into the workforce. Also, the Act of 1973, the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1973, is when the government implemented the Schedule A appointment. Pretty much what the Schedule A appointment is all about is persons with a lifetime impairment that work, such be it hearing, seeing, mental, or even breathing, walking. Okay, if you can, if you will certify, and I have to say if you certify, because that's a critical point. There's a form SS-256. That's on the usajobs.com and on the opmjobs.gov. And all of those jobs that are listed on those websites, unless they require something specific, for example, you don't want to be a criminal investigator because you don't want to be walking around carrying a gun looking for criminals and you can't see. Okay, so it makes sense that you don't qualify for that type of position. But there are many, many, many governmental jobs that you do qualify for. And also it is critical, but it's up to you to self-identify. Your counselors, your rehabilitation specialists, they can help you get certified. They can help you get the proper medical documentation so that when you apply for these positions, that they also include that SF-256 to identify you as having some form of impairment. Now, the good news is that governmental entities, to help reach that 7% that was mentioned earlier, can actually hire persons with disabilities without competition. That's a very critical point. Okay, because what that means that if a management or a particular governmental entity has made a decision that we're going to hire 100 persons with disabilities this year, be it hearing impaired, physically impaired, mentally impaired, visually impaired, when you apply and you include an SF-256, with your application, you have now identified that you are a Schedule A applicant. And even if there's a potential job freeze and they have a desperate need, and going back to Michael and all of the predecessor folk before me, if you have the qualifications, that is very critical, people, that you know that you can do the job, okay? Because what happened is, I was laughing when Shannon was talking about his wife did 11 interviews and was refused 11 times. Years ago, when I applied for a promotion, I applied for a tax specialist position. Seems like 100 times, Shannon.
Wow.
But I was always refused. This one time, they announced the position once more, and one of the supervisors says, Wilbur, did you put in your application? Now, I want you to know that I've been helping others in the specialist position for possibly 2 years, but I was never good enough to be promoted. But this young lady said to me, she said, I said, no. She says, why? I said, well, I've been turned down 100 times already, and, you know, it hurts my self-esteem. It was making me feel some kind of way about being rejected. She put her hand on her waist. I don't know if some of you got those grandmothers that when they really get serious about something, they put their hand on their waist. She put her hand on her waist. She says, you stop doing what you're doing right now. The job closes at the end of the day, and your application better be put in there. So I said, well, what for? She said, because whenever you stop applying for a position, that's the day you turn yourself down. So what that means is if there is a position that you feel that you qualify for, you feel that you want it, the only way to get it is to apply for it. I want you to know that I applied that day, and I also applied for a computer position in Washington, D.C. I got both jobs. I just bought a house. So it was a bad time for me to move, so I took the promotion in Cleveland. But what I'm saying to you is don't give up. And what I'm also saying to you, it is okay for you to self-identify. The reason we have to self-identify is because of the HIPAA rules. All of you are aware of that, right? So even if I was your supervisor and I knew you had a disability and I knew you could be promoted without competing, I couldn't go and say, make you a Schedule A applicant because you have not identified. And I give you a perfect example. I worked with a young lady that could only see in one eye, but her vision was good enough that she could fake it. So no, a lot of people did not know she was visually impaired. She got passed over regularly. Once she decided to self-identify, the next job she applied for, she was promoted. So don't be ashamed of your impairment either, okay? It's okay to be impaired, but it's not okay to give up. So with that, I'll wait for you guys to have questions.